The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Suddenly, ricin is back.
The problem you have here is that ricin is relatively easy to make. It's simple. The good news is, most of the time, it's not very well done.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. On April 16th, the U.S. Capitol's mail facility discovered a ricin-tainted envelope addressed to a Mississippi senator. The next day, a similar envelope was found addressed to the president. Another one was sent to a Mississippi judge. About a month later, at least four letters, which appeared to be tainted with a similar poison, were mailed from Spokane, Washington, to the president and a local Spokane judge. Within days, police had arrested suspects in both those cases. And then yesterday, three more letters turned up, postmarked May 20th, in Shreveport, Louisiana, all with oily, pinkish-orange stains that typically indicate the presence of ricin. One addressed to the president, and the others to Mayor Bloomberg of New York and his gun control group.
The message to Mayor Bloomberg, according to law enforcement sources, was quite threatening. Essentially, it said, "You will have to kill me and my family before you get my guns. And what's in this letter," the writer wrote, "is nothing compared to what I've got planned for you."
CBS correspondent Bob Orr. Police only released a summary of the letter because they didn't want to give the culprit what he wanted, that being publicity.
And principally, they're trying to kind of lower the temperature because, frankly, the more of these things that surface and the more publicity they get, that also begs other copycats to maybe try the same kind of thing.
But what's especially strange about these latest letters is that someone worried about his guns being grabbed would decide to adopt this as his lobbying strategy. Because this gun owner has just given the very authorities he hates all the probable cause they need to seize him and his guns. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.